Tonight from midnight, the complete Mercurys. Right now, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Guy Garvey. Debonair and distinctive on Six Music.
Don't play that band half as much as I should do, considering how much I love them. Maybe it's because I'm afraid that it would be expected of a Manchester musician to play them all the time. They were, of course, the Stone Roses. The song was Waterfall. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Willkommen. I am, of course, in the attic in my house in North Manchester, pre-recording this show on a delightful, blustery Wednesday afternoon. I got in a lot of trouble with Peter Hardy, who co-produces the show, for saying that it was very autumnal round here last week, but it was, and it feels even more so today. But a very golden, sunshiny day for me. Most likely for you, it's just gone 10 on a Sunday. I'm with you till midnight playing you music. All the regular features, of course. Beckopedia will be dropping by. We'll be finding out what Sir Patrick Moore was up to this week in 1995. We'll be hearing a bit more of Patrick than usual, actually, on this show. And yeah, what can I tell you? I've had a fantastic week. I'm going to be playing records by people that I've been talking to this week, people that I've run into, things that remind me of people I've run into. That sounds quite vain. I don't want to give away quite a nice surprise later on in the show, actually. Anyway, this next lady, this first record I'm going to play for you now is Emma Pollock. Emma was in Delgado's, and I met her for the first time last night. She was, the Burns unit were playing with Mark Riley doing a session yesterday, which was Tuesday for me, and they all came to the pub with Christopher Eccleston, who was also curating the show. I was in there with my old friend Alex Poots, who's the curator and the guy who organises the International Festival here in Manchester every couple of years. So, a very interesting creative crowd round the table in a lovely little pub in Manchester last night. Anyway, I met Emma, when she was very, very kind about Elbow's music, and I absolutely love her music. And I mentioned this song in particular as being something that I've never heard somebody put into song before. I've never heard this exact feeling, which everybody has had this exact feeling described in this next song. I've never heard it put into song before. So, Emma, lovely to meet you. Here's the tune that you gave me a personal rendition of last night in the pub. I was most honoured. This is The Loop. Check out the lyrics to this, everyone, and happy Sunday.
What a happy happening, what a happy stumbling. My point of view isn't as suddenly filled up with you. Both a little older now, both a little bolder now. Isn't it wonderful? How come you still look so good now? Oh, how do you do it now? You must let me into your secret. But I have a secret too. I just can't remember you.
Just trust me.
the best of friends. I'll never forget you.
My new mate, Emma Pollock, and The Loop. Great, isn't it? Brian Ferry, I absolutely love him. It's a kind of bemused love. I remember there was, a few years ago, there was an incident on a passenger plane where somebody who was mentally ill tried to get into the cockpit. It was shortly after 9/11, and obviously security was twitchy at the time. So it was front page news. And there was a picture of this gentleman being restrained by a cabin crew. And it just so happened that Brian Ferry was on the flight, and I swear he must have known there was a photographer behind him because he was pulling, in the foreground of the shot, a real Brian Ferry move, despite the drama going on behind him. I read in a magazine interview that he gave a couple of weeks later, the question was, Brian, what went through your mind at that moment? Because this jet plummeted thousands of feet, not thousands, hundreds of feet before it was up, you know, an awful experience. Brian reckons that he was thinking, I can't die now, not before my next album's ready. Which is ridiculous. Anyway, here he is. I love him. Here's Roxy Music. Come on, come on. There we go, Roxy Music and Let's Stick Together. I'm a huge fan of Brian Ferry, which you'll know if you check my moves out. I move very much like the great man.
BBC Six Music at the Mercury's. We'll be live from the awards on September 7th. In the build-up to the night, Six Music is bringing you the albums narrated by the artists themselves.
How we wrote the record and how we recorded it.
The Complete Mercury's.
Ready to download now.
Biffy Clyro.
Music should be a kind of inclusive thing. It should feel that you're part of a record when you're listening to it.
You should feel part of a show when you're there.
The Complete Mercury's.
Online now. bbc.co.uk/6music.
Guy Garvey
on 6 Music.
Can I get to witness? Can I get to witness?
The next tune I'm going to play is an old favourite of mine. It's Jimi Hendrix. It's Stone Free. And I'll always remember this tune for an extraordinary breakfast appointment that I had when I still lived in my little flat in Manchester. One morning, Peter Kay, our favourite comedian in Manchester, came and picked me up and took me to breakfast. And when I got in the car, Stone Free by Jimi Hendrix was playing on the stereo. And he wound down the windows and we drove through Manchester with everybody looking at us, listening to Stone Free.
Everyone were looking at us because it wasn't Stone Free. I think what you're doing is you're rewriting history.
No,
you
no, it was Stone
Free. It was
Stone.
Gloria by Laura Branigan.
As if.
Gloria, Gloria, none of this. Stone Free, it was Gloria. And the reason everyone was looking
it was
because Guy Garvey and Roly Poly Funny Man, Peter Kay, were sat at the traffic lights.
We were listening to Stone Free. It's a much cooler song.
You can't rewrite history like that, man. You can't do that. That's like saying Jesus didn't die at the end of the Bible. You can't do that. It's Gloria. I know it's not in the same league as the Bible, but please play it and play. Never mind Jimi Hendrix.
All right.
Laura needs the royalties.
Fine.
Play Gloria.
All right, I will.
You're always on the run now, running after somebody.
for the first and last time on my programme. That was Laura Branigan and Gloria. Did you know that Peter Kay had mastered omnipresence? He can pop up wherever he wants, yeah. Just make sure that you don't tell any lies involving him or he'll be there. He'll be there. It's time once again for the greatest radio item ever broadcast. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. On This Week in 1995, in Weather News, the Met Office announced that August 1995 was the hottest month ever recorded since records began in 1659. Some astronomers believed that a speed-up in the natural cycle of sunspot activity might have played a part in the record temperatures. In Kent, 20 people were struck by lightning in Kent while sheltering under a tree. Wow, what a party that must have been. In more water news, in South Devon, more than 20,000 children were told not to drink tap water when they went back to school because of possible contamination. And in corpse news, this is a new item, the body of a man who'd been dead 2,500 years was found in perfect condition, frozen in Siberia. In sports news, Frank Bruno beat Oliver McCall to win boxing's world heavyweight title. Blah, 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 hate boxing. In reunion news, 400 people evacuated to the Rhondda Valley during WW2 were reunited at ceremonies in South Wales to mark the end of the evacuee programme 50 years earlier. In art news, Cornelia Parker's exhibition The Maybe opened at the Serpentine Gallery in London this week. In it, Parker displayed various objects in glass cases, including Arthur Askey's suit, Winston Churchill's cigar, and a rug and cushion from Sigmund Freud. Unsurprisingly, though, most of the attention went to a case in which actress Tilda Swinton lay sleeping. In boat news, Lisa Clayton became the first woman to sail around the world, alone and unaided, and very fittingly, the Fourth World Conference on Women was opened in Beijing this week, with over 4,750 delegates from 181 countries in attendance. Louis Armstrong, the first trumpeter on the moon, was honoured on an American postage stamp this week, while in Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened with a 7-hour concert. Very sadly this week, the Velvet Underground's Sterling Morrison died in New York City 2 days after his 53rd birthday. He left the group in 71 and during the 80s, he was the captain of a Houston tugboat, would you believe? Former husband and wife James Taylor and Carly Simon performed live together for the first time since 1979 at a charity concert in Martha's Harbour. Artists including Blur, Oasis, Radiohead and the Manic Street Preachers and the Stone Roses, who we heard earlier, all recorded tracks this week for the War Child charity album, which was released 5 days later. All profits went to children caught up in the then current war in the former Yugoslavia. The best track on that record, I think, was Radiohead's Lucky, which I'll play in just a second. You know the one, it starts with a buffet description. Ham on a roll. Well, bad gag, I know. But first, and most importantly, there was no Sky at Night this week, but Patrick Moore did appear on the BBC Two series One Foot in the Past, investigating the redundant Equatorial Telescope's building at Hurstmonceux, I think I've pronounced that correctly, Hurstmonceux in Sussex. What a guy. And that was the Sky at Night that week that was.
I'm on a roll,
many, many, many memories attached to that song. That was Radiohead and Lucky. Admiral Fallow are a band that I was not aware of until about an hour ago when I heard this tune for the first time. It's from an album called Boots Met My Face and it's called Dead Against Smoking. I really love this band. I think they're great. They're one of the discoveries of Tom Robinson's Introducing programme. Who'd have thought years ago when I was miming the saxophone to War Baby that I'd eventually be friends with Tom Robinson and on the same marvellous station as him, this station, Six Music, the best station in the world. Admiral Fallow, Dead Against Smoking.
With one hand stuck fast to the side of your face, your backside in the air, mouth half open but still filled with grace.
Split screen, and you're the green and
6 Music.
Pure tunage and well good talking and that. Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Great, isn't it? That was Dead Against Smoking by Admiral Fallow. Boots Met My Face is out now. Time for the gallery. Okay, Ed Cheeseman is first up. He says, my workbench seen through a bit of camera lens. A beautiful circular image there. I said about a month ago now that I'd like circular images for some uniformity for the gallery, which is on my webpage, if you're confused. Lovely, thank you very much for that. Let me see. Ah, Isaac from Oxford says, I found this fly floating in my ginger beer yesterday with lots of circly bubbles clustered around it. Cheers, Isaac. Wow, gruesome close-up of a drowning fly. Thanks very much for that. Thank you very much. What else have we got here? Yes. Dear Guy, says Angela Bettsworth, here is a round drawing as requested of you holding a cuppa, I presume made from a well-known brand of round tea bags that lets the flavour flood out. Brian Glover, the voice of the Tetley Tea Men, what a wonderful man. We had him on Desert Island Discs. We do a snippet from that every week, as I'm sure you're aware. He actually used to weigh tea for a living before he was an all-in wrestler, which he was before he was an actor. He used to weigh tea for the co-op, he told us. And yeah, a lovely circular drawing. It's really quite something else. It's a circular scribbly drawing done all in circles of me holding a cuppa with what looks like record decks and a microphone in front of me. I don't use vinyl, I have to admit, but thank you very much for that, Angela. Let's have a look. Hi, Guy, how are you doing? Say Rich and Lara van der Peer. I've attached a couple of photos taken around our house up here in Ardnamurchan. Ardnamurchan, it's a Scottish name, I think, on the extreme west coast of Scottish Highlands. There you go. Beautiful and remote. Come and visit if you're ever in the area. Hope you like the pickies. Love the show. Thank you very much. It looks like a very beautifully desolate and remote place. Wonderful pictures. They'll be on the gallery as well. And Neil Hood's been in touch. He says, Guy, hope you're well. Here's a flying dream circular image. All the talk of flying prompted memories of my obsession with an electricity pylon thingy which stood in a field near my house when I was a boy. I dreamt I flew out the window and chased the pylon, which had sprouted legs. He goes on to say that he's going to do a whole cartoon strip about it, and it's a wonderful picture of the young man, of young Nulsh, flying in front of the moon. Thank you very much. That'll be on the gallery as well. And if I can find the last one here, let's have a look-see. These are really beautiful images. These are my favourite this week. This is from Lucy Houseman. She says, hi, Guy, hope you're well. I'm a long-time listener, first-time emailer to your show, not in general, she's keen to point out. I went to see Laura Veers in Brighton on Sunday and had to email you to thank you for bringing such fantastic music like hers to my attention. Oh, great, thanks very much. She says, never stop playing Tom Waits. Thank you for your support, Lucy. And she says, here are my pictures of circles. They are macro shots of my bedside lamp, which is made from the balls used in the 1980s version of Swing Ball. They're really beautiful, gorgeous macro photographs. My favourites this week. Thank you very much. And here's some Laura Veers. Seeing as though we're bigging her up. This is the first tune I heard of Laura's that brought me to her attention. No, the other way around, brought her to my attention. And I heard it on Gideon Coe's show here on 6 Music many moons ago. This is gorgeous, hypnotic, wonderful, simple, gorgeous tune called To The Country. Thank you very much for your gallery entries. And here we go, here's Laura.
Change. Everything's changed.
just gorgeous. I know you're all reaching for a pen to find out who it was. It was Laura Veers and Saltbreakers from the album Saltbreakers. That's called To The Country. And thanks to Six Music's own Gideon Coe for letting me hear that tune in the first place.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maida Vale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, a show of quality and distinction.
So I mentioned earlier on that last night I was out with the stars. I was out with Mark Riley, the Burns Unit, who just played on his show, and Christopher Eccleston, who I've never met before, who's a good friend of the I Am Clute Boys, who I'm closely associated with. I was also out with my good friend Alex Poots, who, as part of his job as curator of Manchester International Festival, has become good friends with Damon Albarn. We were talking about what a prolific, amazing artist Damon is, and he mentioned this tune. It's my favourite of Damon's, and I play it on the show an awful lot. It's a Gorillaz B-side called Hong Kong, and Alex fell in love with his wife to this tune. In Hong Kong with Damon, would you believe? Let's have a listen to this tune and lots of love to Alex.
Thank you.
disappears. Music turning to thin air. The DJ was the last to leave. She had well-conditioned hair.
Lovely, isn't it? That was Gorillaz and Hong Kong. This next tune was a new one on me. It's from an album called Goodbye Killer, which has just come out. It's Pernice Brothers, who've been together since the early 90s as a band. It's called The End of Faith, and it reminded me to play the Roxy Music track earlier because I can't remember what song it is, but there's a Roxy Music lyrics. I think it's a chorus of chiming guitars is the lyric. I might have that wrong. I could look it up, but what's the fun in that? You get in touch with the right lyric if it's something like a chorus or something to do with chiming guitars by Roxy Music. Anyway, this tune by the Pernice Brothers remind me of it because some very beautiful chiming guitars on it. It's called The End of Faith. Pernice Brothers, that's P-E-R-N-I-C-E. Pernice Brothers from the album Goodbye Killer, that was The End of Faith, wasn't it? Lovely. Wild Beasts are nominated for the Mercury Prize, and this tune, All the King's Men, was first pointed out to me by James Wilson over a year ago. It's been re-released on September the 27th, Wonderful band. And like many of the nominees, they well deserve to win the Mercury Prize. This is All the King's Men. Great lyric, great lyric, great song.
Digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Well, I feel like an old hobo on sad, lonesome and blue. I was fair as a summer day. Now the summer days are through. You pass through places, and places pass through you, but you carry them with you on the soles of your traveling shoes. Well, I love you so dearly, I love you so dearly.
A song for Guy recommendation from Julian Hanshaw. That's the Be Good Tanyas and the Littlest Birds. You've probably heard me play Jolie Holland's solo version of that song after she left the Be Good Tanyas and started recording under her own name. But that's a much more up-tempo, lively version of the song. Thank you, Julian. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour. Let's have another song for Guy recommendation from Maxine Adcock. This is Laura Marlin and Made by Made. I absolutely love this song. Laura's got a great voice. She toured with Elbow. She supported us in Europe a couple of years back. And she is a lovely girl. I'm glad it's going so well for her. And she is, of course, another Mercury-nominated artist. It's going to be a great night and I'm looking forward to seeing her. Here she is. Here's Laura Marlin.
They dance like sirens, hoping the sun will come out again. And I was born in the fog of that day. Could they hear a babe? Under all their faith, or have they forgot what it was that they made? Crawled out of the fog, found a river, found a log, and floated away. Didn't think I'd be coming back this way, but my feet resolute found their route and brought me back to its place. And on the hill where I was born, there is a rose without a thorn. Cut it off each year and give it away. But can I hear a babe? After all these days, or have they forgot what it was that they made? So love to wander blind, find myself in cautious times, and they say, love's labor's never lost, but labor on to this very day. So I walk into the fog, found a babe atop a log and all alone. Took him under, took him on, and taught him everything about the world I come to know. He blames me for every wrong ever he made. I'm blamed for every wrong ever he made. Forgive me, I am only a maid. Forgive me, I am only a maid. But I can still see a babe under all that blame. But I am forgot from the day I am.
She has a wise old soul and a beautiful voice. That was Laura Marlin and Made by Made. Good luck on Mercury Night to you too, Laura. Wonderful. And you know, wonderful music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was written in 1967 by Bacharach and David. Although originally recorded by Dionne Warwick, it was Aretha Franklin's amazing voice that was to transform this brilliant ballad into a soul standard, making it the perfect prey. First to take a shot were Berlin-based rodeo rejects The Boss Hoss, who combined torturous twang with gruesome growls to turn the chorus into a dreadful dirge that even Lee Marvin would have disowned. Why are you on it? Next, with the aid of syrupy strings, smarmy singers in their sickly sacks, the Larry Page Orchestra stuffed it into a shopping cart and forced it to endlessly circle the supermarket aisles in an instrumental that was anything but easy listening. Then, in an appalling affront to music lovers everywhere, dance-tastic DM Johnson crashed a synthesizer right into this beautiful song, repeatedly reversing over the lyrics until it was almost unrecognizable. But when ex-blonde bombshell turned bleating barmaid Barbara Windsor, determined to display her overripe charms, attempted to sex up this 60s classic with a shockingly sleazy vocal, well, it was murder. Stop. Exquisitely appalling.
And wondering what dress to wear.
amazing. Aretha Franklin's version of I Say a Little Prayer For You. Oh, but Barbara's version, I'll be listening to that again whenever I need cheering up. More Moida next week.
Mark Riley, Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
The band are back in the room with me. Hello.
Hello.
David Cronenberg's wife live in session.
Love it.
That is Broken Records live in session with Slow Parade. All right, fellas, you're going to do one more tune. That was amazing.
Lydia wants him more.
I don't know about you lot, but I'm knackered after that. Kenny, what have you been up to of late?
He's recorded about 3 albums.
You've been slipping them out under the radar, haven't you? Which is what you do anyway. I know it's a crass question. Don't worry, I've got plenty of them. It's your first time in the studio, isn't it, Paul? Is that right?
Well, I'll apologise now, then.
Mark Riley.
I mean, the music's great, obviously, but I'm just this bloke who sits in the corner shouting at people.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
On BBC Six Music.
Six.
Music.
Guy Blasted Garvey's finest ballet hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Cat Stevens, now, what's he called? I've forgotten. Yusuf Islam, he is these days. He's a primary school headmaster, I believe. He's got a question. His question is, where do the children play? Well, I would imagine they're in the playground.
Jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Well, you roll on roads over fresh green grass for your lorry load, pumping petrol gas, and you make them long, and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Do.
Now then, in 1959, the movie world was shocked to learn of the sudden death of Mario Lanza, the singer with that vital, expressive and lyrical voice, star of some of the biggest box office hits of the preceding decade, was dead at the age of 38. In a film career that lasted only 10 years, he managed to create a surge of interest in opera, largely thanks to his compelling portrayal of the great Caruso. It was a role that would influence the future careers of José Carreras and Placido Domingo and would earn Lanza the most rapturous acclaim of his life, not least for the passion and naked emotion of moments such as his rendition of Pagliacci's Tearful Clown. Had he lived, there would surely be many more mature and varied performances to delight in. But even though his career was only just hitting its stride, it's surely testament to his wonderful, powerful and beautiful voice that he's still remembered with such deep appreciation. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Mentre preso dal delirio e non so più quel che dico e quel che faccio, eppure tu sforzati, va, sei tu forse sei pagliaccio. Vesti la giubba e la faccia in farina, la gente paga e rider vuole.
Thanks as always to the wonderful Beccapedia. That was Mario Lanza and Tearful Clown. So here's a lovely thing that's happened. Sue Barsby got in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. She says, it's a bit cheeky and I reckon it would require a bit of digging in the archive, But my great-grandfather was a variety artist in the 1930s and 40s and did quite a lot of work for the BBC's first shortwave broadcasts, as well as making lots of records. One of his best-known stage names was Fred Douglas, although he may have had up to 60 names that he recorded under. He was well-known in the family, apparently, for avoiding paying income tax, so I guess this was a good way to go about it. John Peel once played one of his songs on the show, so it would be an equal family honour if you could consider playing one on your show as well. Avalon is my favourite, but anything you can find would be great. I attach a picture of great-grandpa, Arthur was his name, and the small boy he's walking with is my grandpa Phil. Grandpa was always mindful of his dad's work, so we grew up knowing lots of stuff from that era and all the swing greats. Thanks for often playing stuff from that time, it's a real memory box for me. Well, Peter Hardy went digging in the archive and we did find a tune by your great-grandfather. This is Fred Douglas's Chinese Moon, a very, very romantic thing. Thanks for getting in touch, Sue, and I'm glad we could help.
Shiny land, perfume fills the air, incense burning there. As the evening sun goes down, and the moon comes creeping round, shadows disappear, loving time is here. Every girlie has her oolong boy, nestled there in his arms. Every boy has his own mint toy, held by her thumb. Beneath a dreamy Chinese moon, where love is like a haunting tune, and the moon shines from above on two sweethearts making love. You know the moon will never tell, although your secret he knows well. Till the moon beams of sky, love never dies beneath a Chinese moon. In the land where poppies grow, everybody seems to know, sunset ends the day, evening's on her way. As the dust begins to fall, Chinese maidens hear the call of the moon above. Night was meant for love. Chinese boy's heart is all aglow, thinking of Chinese girl. Chinese girl, he waits in bungalow, head in a whirl. Beneath a dreamy Chinese moon, love is like a haunting tune, and the moon shines from above on two sweethearts making love. You know the moon will never tell, although your secret he knows well. Till the moon beams the sky, love never dies beneath the Chinese moon.
That was Sue Barsby's great-grandfather, Arthur. Going under the name Fred Douglas to avoid income tax, then that was Chinese Moon. Thanks for getting in touch, Sue, and well done, Peter Hardy, for finding that tune.
Guy Garvey, debonair and distinctive on Six Music.
Liam Cook got in touch a few weeks ago now and said he couldn't stop listening to this next tune by Muddy Waters. It was a new one on me and I absolutely love it. Let's share it, shall we? It's called Honeybee.
Sail on. you're gonna keep on sailing till you lose your happy home.
Recommended as a song for Guy by Liam Cook, that was Muddy Waters and Honeybee. Vinnie Riley got in touch with the show. Isn't that lovely? Vinnie Riley got in touch and said, "Hello, Vinnie Riley here. Beautiful show. Play some Elbow." Well, Vinnie, I don't do it. Thank you very much, man. But I am going to play some of your stuff. Also, just by pure chance, a young lady called Hannah's been in touch. She says, "I recommend Sketch for Summer by the Durruti Column. I was an 18-year-old studying in Manchester and this song jumped out at me after watching the band on 24-hour Party People and making new friends so far away from home. It just sums up the beauty of the city and how Mancunians are some of the nicest people. I'm now 20, soon to be 21, and leaving the city for Germany to study abroad for a year as part of my degree. I have no regrets about coming to Manchester as it shaped me over the last 2 years." Hannah, I love it. A success story. I'm so very, very proud of Manchester's international student body. It makes the city what it is. I wrote a poem about it once, but I won't bore you with that. And yeah, just by pure chance, that's the same week that Vinnie Riley from the Durruti Column gets in touch to say how much he likes the show. So Vinnie, I'll see you soon, mate. And Hannah, thanks so much. I absolutely love it. That was the Dirty Column sketch for the summer. My mate Rufus has been saying nice things about the band again in the press, so I thought I'd play one of his tunes. I love this one. A beautiful bit of Fender Rhodes on the beginning of it. This is from the album Want One. If you don't have any Rufus, I reckon that's where you start. Get Want One and Want Two. They were made simultaneously and they're beautiful records. This one's called Vicious World. Isn't it gorgeous? There's Rufus and Vicious World. It's time once again for a dip into the archives, our second this week as it goes, thanks to Sue Barsby. But this now is a snippet from Desert Island Discs. For those of you who don't remember him or don't know who he is, Peter O'Sullivan was a very old school, very well respected sports commentator for the BBC. Here he is talking about his life a little bit.
And there's another wonderful story of your going missing one day.
Well, I was very indignant because the weekend guests brought their horses with them, and my pony was turned out of his box. It was raining very hard. It was a filthy day, and he was absolutely miserable. So I went out to see him with an umbrella to talk to him, and nobody could find me. And my grandfather contacted the local police. Everybody was sent out to find me. And a member of the constabulary rang to say that a small boy had been seen just off the Reigate Road with a chestnut pony holding an umbrella over it. And one of my journalistic colleagues who wrote a piece about me said rather nicely, he's been sort of metaphorically holding an umbrella over horses ever since.
Record number three.
Well, when I was at school, round about, I suppose I'd have been about 14 at the time when Duke Ellington and his splendid orchestra first recorded It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, and I thought this was marvelous.
What I do, da da do, da da do.
There goes Duke Ellington, If It Ain't Got That Swing, chosen on Desert Island Discs by Peter O'Sullivan. This next tune by Perfume Genius is called Learning. So's the album. The album's called Learning too. How easy is that to remember? Go out and get it. It's brilliant. Here's Perfume Genius.
Thank you.
That's Perfume Genius with the song Learning from the album of the same name. Go and buy it, go and buy it, go and buy it.
BBC Six Music at the Mercury's. We'll be live from the awards on September 7th. In the build-up to the night, Six Music is bringing you the albums narrated by the artists themselves.
How we wrote the record and how we recorded it.
The complete Mercury's.
Ready to download now.
Biffy Clyro.
Music should be a kind of inclusive thing. It should feel that you're part of a record when you listen to it. You should feel part of a show when you're there.
The complete Mercury's.
Online now. bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
Who let Garvey on the air? The Beef Belly BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
And if you haven't already bought this next record, make sure you go and buy this one. This is the brother of the drummer from Fleet Foxes. It's a homemade record, it's very earnest, it's very sassy, and it's just gorgeous. I love this tune. The band are called Pearly Gate Music, and the song is called I Woke Up.
With you or anybody else, I know these words are not my words. They leave me tired and absurd. Do you see this coming? You must have seen it coming. I woke up drunk from the sun, spinning in your multiverse, bats in my mat, the thunder it clapped. An icy archipelago with everybody else. I know I lost you in the snow. I feel awake but alone. Did I see this coming? I must have seen it coming. Oh, here it comes. I woke up. I woke up. Oh, I thought of yesterday.
I reckon it might be my album of the year. That's Pearly Gate Music by Pearly Gate Music, and the song's called I Woke Up. Do go and get it. It's a great record. It's got real themes, real heart, and a real story to it. One more time, that was Pearly Gate Music from the album of the same name. That was I Woke Up. The Robot Hearts are just a very special band. I've had loads of emails about people loving them and loving the fact that they've been at it for a long time. A common story with many musicians that it takes a long time to get the recognition you deserve. I'm really glad it's happening for these guys. This is from the Dust EP and it's called After the Starfire. Robot Hearts and After the Starfire. That brings our show to a close for another week. I've enjoyed myself immensely, as always. Next week's show is going to be broadcast 12 hours earlier. It won't make a difference, I don't think, for anybody listening again, but in this slot on the Sunday night next week, we're going to have the wonderful Mike Joyce filling in, I think, which is great. Mike's a great DJ and he's a great knowledge of music, obviously, being the drummer in the Smiths as he was, but fantastic. So he's filling my slot for a couple of weeks and I'm going to be standing in for Kerris in the afternoon. Just a way of spreading the word about the finest hour, and it'll be interesting. So join me next week at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, or listen again when you want due to the beauty of the iPlayer. So thank you very much to Peter Hardy and Michelle and Boz and Ian and Mike and everyone who works on the show. Thanks, of course, to the wonderful Beccapedia for a hefty contribution to all the proceedings. Thanks to Peter Kay for popping up and making a surprise appearance as he did there. Love that. My name's Guy Garvey. I'm the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, you lovely, warm, tasteful, bright, generous, gorgeous, wonderful, splendid, sweet-natured, positive, community-conscious, roaring with talent. People, you. Love you, love you, love you.
Midnight, I spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on. So lonely at midnight for you.